V'yuchai Sara, ita b'midrash, yodei Hashem, yimei temimim. Keshem shehem temimim, kash notan temimim. God knows the days of the temimim. Who are temimim? What's a tamim?
Like tamim ha'yabidur,
so. Yeah. So tamim is like simple. Tamim is also like whole, complete. Yaakov ish tam. But he says, keshem shehem temimim, kash notan temimim. The same way they are tamim, they are complete. So to their days are complete.
Meaning what?
Their days are complete. They're not lacking. There are no lackings in their day. They woke up when they woke up. They went to sleep when they went to sleep. And they slept. And the amount they slept and everything they did was complete. Was perfect. There was no lag. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kehada iglota tamimta. Like that calf that was tamim. That was pure. That didn't have any blemish. Birenyan. Let's explain this midrash we just quoted. Dinektiv yodeya Hashem derech tzadikim. There's a pasuk that says, Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim. Why do we understand Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim? How do you translate that? Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim. It's like we just said, Yodea Hashem yemei tamimim. What does that mean? The pshat is, Yodea Hashem yemei tamimim. God knows the days of tamimim. The same here in this pasuk, Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim. God knows the derech of tzadikim. But the Mashalach, obviously, is reading it the way he reads the world, which is, Hainu derech shel tzadikim hu lidayat Hashem. Not Yodea Hashem, derech tzadikim, God knows the ways of tzadikim. Yodea Hashem, if you know Hashem, then you're on derech tzadikim. Yodea Hashem, then you're on yemei tamimim. If you know God, you'll have Yemei Tamim. If you know God, you'll have Derech Tzadikim. Right? Yodea Hashem, Derech Tzadikim, means that Derech Shel Tzadikim, what's the Derech of Tzadikim? Leida, et Hashem. Right? The opposite of the Pshat of the Pasuk, in Tehillim. Right? Not that God knows the ways of the Tzadik. The way of the Tzadik is knowing God. Kilashon b'nei Adam, le'an ha-derech hazeh holech. Right? Not where. Where do I go on this path? But where does this path go? The path is going. Kach derech atzadikim. What's the path of the tzadikim? Mesukal mikol miniyot ve'olei olam hazeh rak leidayat Hashem. What's the path of the tzadik? You want to know what a tzadik is? A person who wants to know one thing and one thing only. What? Wants to know God. Why am I drinking more coffee? Because I want to know God. Why am I going to sleep? Because I want to know God. Why am I playing ball? Because I want to know God. Why am I learning Torah? Because I want to know God. Why am I getting a degree? Because I want to know God. Right? What's on the menu for Shabbos? Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos. Right? Everything on Shabbos is Shabbos. Everything is God. Right? V'chen ha'perush yodeya Hashem yemei temimim haynu sheyemei temimim nimshamchim v'olchim v'diyat Hashem. What are yemei temimim? What are the days of the temimim? Those people who are tamim. What are their days going to do? To know God. Right? Yodei Hashem, Yemei Tamimim, is knowing God. Ki yedia hu lashon chibur v'devekut kmo v'yeda Adam chava ishto. And Adam knows Chava, what does that mean? He's connected to her. Right? It's not knowledge, external knowledge, it's internal knowledge. Yediat Hashem is an internal connection. In other words, what's Yediat Hashem? Dveikus. Not the band, they're also good. But Dveikus means I am now connected to you. Right? Says the Me'ah Shiloh.
Is that like being one with God?
Yeah.
Like the one that like God is mirrored on your face is mirrored with God.
Yeah, different. Don't go there. Behind the Chaber and the Dabek Atzma Me'ashem Barach. What do they want to do? They want to connect, cleave to God. Umimele bevo'am laderech hazeh hu hatchalat chayutam. And therefore, what does it mean? Yemei tamimim is knowing God. So what happens till you know God? You don't have a life. Right? When does your life start?
When you know God.
Yodei Hashem, yemei tamimim. When does the days of the tamimim start? And you know God. So what was it till then? You're a fetus. Practice. Call it whatever you want. right? You were a fetus. You didn't start living. You weren't dead because you were alive, but you weren't alive because you weren't in the womb. You weren't outside the womb. So you were a fetus. You're an incubator. You were working on being ready to start your life.
So at the moment, we're not at us.
Me too. Us.
Sure. We're not there yet. Then. I'm saying like we're not even married.
We're yearning.
And we can't even understand that.
We want to be there, right?
Right. So we're not even at that point where we're.
We want to be there. That's what the Zohar says. Ana zamin lemehave. The greatest avodas Hashem. The Rabbi Nachman speaks about this a lot. Is saying Ana Zamin Lemehave. It's Torah Vav Nechutim Arts, one of the most famous Torah. What's Ana Zamin Lemehave? The Zohar translation from Aramaic. Ani Zamin Lehitavot. Zamin from the word Mizuman. Ready. I am ready to become. I am ready to become. That's the Kavana of the Mikvah. When you go in the Mikvah, before you come out, the last time, last dip, that's what you're supposed to have in mind. I am ready to become. I'm coming out of the womb. The Mikvah is God's womb. Ana Zamin Lemehavi. I'm ready to become whatever you need me to become, God. Yeah. Says the Me'a Shiloh, till then, when they know God, then they're ready. They're ready to live. V'lazeh perusha midrash v'yu chayei Sarah. What does the midrash say? That when Sarah dies at 127, what happens? What is it? V'yu chayei Sarah. Oh, the life of Sarah. What do you mean? She died. Right? You think she died?
We talk about this is like
we've done this.
Yeah, this is like stuff that this is like very much Meshulach.
I mean, we did this exactly.
It's not only very much Meshulach. It's very much Judaism. When the Gemara and Megillah says that Haman knew that Moshe died on Zayin Adar, but he didn't know that on that same day he was born. Reb Nelson says not that on the same day 120 years ago he was born, that same day that he died he was born. Lo yadash bo bayom. That same day, no lad. L'chaye olam haba. Right? It's the true life.
What was that?
We understand. The Gemara says that Haman made the lot on Adar because he knew that on Zayin Adar Moshe died. The Gemara says he just didn't know that on that day he was born. What is the pshat? That day Zayin Adar, 120 years before, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not what it means. That day that he died. He was born.
I'm pretty sure that we talked about it with like the fetus also. Like when the fetus is like from the from the woman,
he dies,
the fetus dies and somebody becomes born. It's the same thing with it. Die and then...
Exactly. So I was telling Adele that on at the barbecue that my neighbor's husband passed away on Sunday. So I told her that he was came out of the womb, he's out of the womb. And now he's spending time with mom. Right? It's quality time. So he says to me, Ashilach,
yeah, I don't know if that's something a non-Jewish person really wants to hear when their loved one passes away.
Well,
I don't think they can comprehend.
They're not. Well, they're not grieving. They're not having a funeral. They're gonna cremate him and go spread his ashes on some hike up a mountain. So I did my best. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. וזה פירוש המדרש, והיא חיי שרה. היינו מעתה, התחיל החיים שלה באמת. כי יודע השם ימי תמימים. Now, her life starts. Because now she knows God. Now she understands what God is all about. Now she understands everything. This whole life is what? This whole life, this whole world is practice. התקין עצמך בפרוזדור כדי שתכנס לתקלין. Put yourself in the corridor so you can enter the room. Right? We are now the people that, צדיקים במיטתם קריחיים, they're also people that are called dead in their world. Who do we know? Nadav Naviv. Eliyahu Navi. Right? Chanuch. Batya Bat Paro. People that they did not need to die in order to make that transformation.
I feel like this is also kind of suffic. Like this one has to do with Sfeikos. In that you can't completely understand until you hit this point. Like you're always confused and not 100% sure if what you're doing.
You're always trying to do Ratzon Hashem. Because you don't know
Ratzon
Hashem. So it's not Sfeikos. Sfeikos is when you're not sure at all. Here, you know that you're never going to know Ratzon Hashem because you're not going to know a person like Adam knew Chava.
Doesn't that create Sfeikos in the Ratzon? Like when you're doing it, when you get to something.
Yeah, but it's not. You're stuck up on. Don't be colorblind. Rabbi Yehuda kadeha igla tamimta, like that calf. Igla perush davar agol. What's igla? Igla is a calf, but also igul. What's igul?
A circle.
Hanesabi igul tam shalem. A circle is, right? It's a circle. It's perfect, right? My daughter has a dress and it has the sign of the peace sign, right? I told her that now there are many, many pieces. But if you take out the middle and you only leave the circle, then you have shalem. Shalom. Right? So we want to take this part out. This part is bad. This three-legged something. That's creating pieces. There's bigger pieces, smaller pieces. And now you have to just get rid of the middle, cut it out, and then you have an igul. You have something shalem, tamim. She'ein lo shum sof v'keitz v'chol makom yadchala. And every place is the beginning, right? The circle has no and no beginning. That's why the Zohar says we get married with a ring, right? The Zohar says that we wouldn't say areat mekodeshti b'tabadzo. You know what the Zohar says? Say areat mekodeshti b'samichzo. He used to call it a samich. Why?
Like samich.
So there's no. It's not random that the letter samech. That's the way it looks. Somech, to be relied on, to rely upon, to be held up.
Like somech gulo tefila, like connecting.
Right. Somech Hashem the kol noflim.
Right.
So what?
That straightens.
No, but that's not.
It lifts up.
Lifts up, right?
So it's not like connecting though.
But it's making shalom. Right? You're falling, and I'm there for you.
Got it.
And now we've created a circle. Ve'ata kasher shalmu yemei chayei ba'olam hazeh ne'emar v'yi chayei sara ha'inu she'etchila chayim she'etchil ha'chayim shela. Now her life begins. Why? Because when her life, she came from olam haba, right? And then she started her life and then she ended. Where is she going back to? Okay. There was a French philosopher who said, if you see the agony of childbirth and the agony of death, you understand that everything in the middle is not worth it.
What?
And someone once said this at a shiva. So I said, but if you know the joy before birth, and you know the joy in Olam Haba, then you understand that all the pain in the world is worth it. Right? It's like reversing. As long as you put on both sides, you flip the whole thing. So it says the Maaseh Shilach.
Didn't you just drop your phone?
Igla t'mimta. This perfect circle. And that's the Ein Sof. Right? The Ein Sof of knowing God. In this world, you're working on your muscles. You're working, you're practicing, you're trying to grow. And you reach this level of Ein Sof, then you reach that. Right? So if we're talking about in Parshat Vayera, about Avram embracing Anochi Afar Ve'efer, Hamash Shilach is now standing on that. Why? Because what is death? What is death? Death is life. How do you say death in Hebrew? Say somebody died. We say the word, the term we use, niftar. What's niftar?
Passed on.
No. What's the literal translation of niftar?
To be like
relieved of.
Yeah, exempt.
Relieved of. Relieved of the constraints of this world. Like we like to talk about
Rav Kook. Talking about how they're not contradicting each other.
Right.
They
When the baby comes out of the womb, he is relieved of the constriction of only being fed through an umbilical cord, of being carried around wherever he goes. Right. He is relieved. Should be so.